Hey guys, welcome to a late night Cyclone Fanatic instant reaction podcast. Really raw here. I just tweeted this right before I turned on my recorder. The tweet reads, "I might have just crapped myself." Yeah, I'm serious. Well, I didn't really crap myself, but that's the emotions going through my body after Iowa State's 82-80 win in overtime at Texas Tech tonight. Gosh, guys, that's an impressive win for so many reasons. I'll start with Deontay Burton going 0 for 6 for 2 points and 4 rebounds. Now, I'll also argue that it wasn't even bad Deontay for most of the night. He had a couple of bad possessions, bad shots, but he just wasn't on. He was missing good shots, but he missed them. That's your guy who, when you go into Allen Fieldhouse, who plays like an All-American, he's the reason you win that game. You go into overtime tonight without Deontay Burton and Nazmi Trulong, and you somehow is a word I would stress, pull this thing out. Before I get into the box score and all that stuff, a very simple statement, and that's that this group of dudes, they are flat out winners. 5 road wins this year in the Big 12. That puts Iowa State in elite category as far as Iowa State basketball goes. I believe that 2000-2001 team had 5 Big 12 wins, and 99-2000, I believe, had 6. That's the most road wins in Iowa State history in the conference. So these guys are in elite category now. You know, and the thing is, if you look at tonight, I mean, nobody was phenomenal. Naz was pretty good, 4-7 from 3, 16 points. Monte was pretty good, 23 points, 9-17 from the field. But everybody was good enough, and they came together, they gelled together, they got stops. My God, I love you, Solomon Young. 8 rebounds tonight for Solomon, 31 minutes. He altered so many shots. I don't have his block number in front of me, but he altered so many shots tonight, did Solomon Young. He's credited with 2 blocks, but he was much more effective than what that box score would tell you. Big rebounds at the end of the game. Guys, that's such an impressive win. And Iowa State to lock for the NCAA tournament. They're going 10-8 at the worst-case scenario in the Big 12. That eliminates a really pressure-packed situation on Saturday when number 9 Baylor comes to town. Because if you lose that one tonight, then you start thinking, oh, well, you know, what happens if you drop to Baylor? And then you got Oklahoma State, who might be the hottest team in the Big 12. And then at West Virginia, you're staring at potentially 4 in a row if things really go awry. And instead, we're going to have the conversation all week about, you know, how high of a seed could this Iowa State team actually get? That is a big-time win for all of the scenarios that I laid out to open up this podcast. I mean, that – and it was a very nerve-wracking game. You know, I thought they would lose going into it. I really thought they would lose at halftime when – I think Iowa State was 9 of 14 from 3 at the half, because I knew that would level out, and it did. Iowa State ends 12 of 24, right at 50% from long range. So you knew that would even out. It did. But nonetheless, they were better from 2 in the second half. And just a tough, gritty, find a cliche, a gritty, nasty performance by Iowa State defensively down the stretch. They caught some breaks, too. First of all, I'm with most of you on Twitter. I thought the officiating kind of sucked tonight. I thought that Iowa State got some bad calls against them. But I also, you know, Iowa State did enough down the stretch. I mean, they kind of deserved to lose after the last scenario of overtime when Babb couldn't get the ball in, and then he had to go to the free throw line, missed them both. You know, I wasn't really for sure Iowa State even deserved to win the ball game at that point. However, that would have been a sickening one to lose, though, because they Iowa State led 25 minutes compared to 14 for Texas Tech. That would have been one that you were kicking yourself over. Huge win tonight for Iowa State. Matt Thomas stepped up in overtime as well. He didn't score at all in the second half until that overtime period. You just really got to like where this team's at. Baylor is going to come into an absolutely on fire Hilton Coliseum when Saturday rolls around. I absolutely cannot wait for it. That's your Instant Reaction Podcast. I'm going to let you guys go so I can listen to Coach Prohm and the guys after the game on the Cyclone Radio Network. Should have a couple of columns for you here later on tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Go enjoy the win. I'm Chris Williams. Later.